Women aren't born warriors. We become them. And the road to becoming a warrior is bumpy as hell. Each week, I'm interviewing women who, through tragedy and triumph, are leaping for greatness. Get ready to unleash your inner warrior. I'm Liz Swadek, and this is Conversations with Warrior Women. Hello, warriors. This is part two in our series on the new era of midlife. In part one, we talked about legacy. And if you haven't listened to episode one, hit pause right now, go listen to it, because you definitely want to listen to these episodes in order. But now we're talking about legacy again, and let me tell you the definition, because the definition of legacy for most people is around money, an amount of money or property left to someone in a will. But that is not the kind of legacy I'm talking about. There's another definition of legacy that is more important to us through the lens of this new era of midlife. That definition is the long-lasting impact of particular events and actions that took place in the past or of a person's life. This new era of midlife is a season of opportunity, a legacy opportunity. And it's a moment in time, a moment where you step into something bigger than yourself. When you take that big, beautiful mosaic, that beautiful picture of your entire life's journey and make it all make sense. This moment is upon us right now, and things are coming to a head. As we move into this new era of midlife, where we start to feel like we want more passion and more purpose, where we're starting to question our relationships, our careers, our purpose. It's a moment that has been coming, and the mistake that we make is that we think that it's a crisis. It does feel like things are coming to a head. It does feel like this sort of reckoning, but it's not a crisis. It may feel like one, but what you're feeling is the bigness of this moment, the bigness of your legacy, that yearning for legacy. You're looking at the totality of your life thus far, and you're looking for direction. And in some ways, we want to right the wrongs. We want to fix things. We want to be brand new and move towards something new. We are looking at the long-lasting impact. What will be remembered? Make no mistake, you are being called. Called to answer what is deep within your heart and soul. In part one, I was talking about the fragments of your life, these pieces of this incredible mosaic of your life, and how we are in a time in the world where the world is craving more meaning and depth and more connection. And we are too. And you are being called forth. And maybe you feel that, feeling the push and pull of wanting more, not knowing what it looks like really, but knowing you're feeling in your soul the need for more meaning and purpose. To feel more powerful and in control of your life in this stage, in this season, that you have a destiny to fulfill that leads to your legacy. That's the pull. And this is all coming together perfectly at this moment in time because the world is just synced up with us. The world is yearning for it, and we are too. This new era of midlife is knowing that this timing is divinely orchestrated. That you are at an age where you have more time, more bandwidth to really look at your life and what it really means, to look at what is inside of you that needs to be brought out into this world. So many people are suffering from anxiety and depression and emotional and physical addictions. And there are so many reasons for this, but I believe there's a direct correlation between this lack of meaning and depth, this craving for impact and legacy in our lives that is driving people to this suffering. We are in a time where community and connection and following your heart's desires are scarce commodities. Instead, we are scrolling Instagram and TikTok, playing Candy Crush, and watching YouTube. There is a correlation between this lack of depth and purpose and our mental health. We have lost the knowing the knowing that something bigger is on its way, that there are bigger forces at play, that the universe that made you knows you're here for a reason, knows you are here, put here divinely at this time and place in history, knows that you are meant for more, much, much more. That there is something to hope and believe and look forward to in this season. You are in an opportunity season. That's what this is, a legacy season, the new era of midlife. This legacy you're being called into is going to feel new. It's not for everyone because it's going to feel really uncomfortable, and some people will not take this call. It's going to require you to call on your courage and dig deeper. And there's no roadmap for this. We are building the roadmap now for future generations. The work we're doing now, this new era of midlife work we're doing now, will be paving the way. We are going to be trailblazing a new era of midlife for all the women behind us. Our mothers didn't have the courage. They didn't have the capacity, the awareness, the tools of what this even was, this moment. But at this moment in time, it's being revealed to us, and we're feeling it, and we're being called. Your legacy is unfolding in real time. My legacy is unfolding in real time, and we are building the rocket ship while we're flying it. All of this is going to require reinvention and innovation and identity evolution. And like I said, I've been reinventing and innovating and evolving my identity many times and in recent times. I've spoken with so many women who are feeling this confusion in midlife, that things are out of alignment. Their lives are in disarray and they're not sure what to do about it. I coach some incredibly successful women who are feeling like things are incongruent. And what you're feeling and what you're doing is no longer really lining up the way you want. What we're doing is no longer working. So this requires a new lens, a new way of looking at this stage of our lives. I mentioned to you in the first episode that if you DM me the word ready, I will send you the Empowered Midlife Playbook. And inside that playbook, I walk you through the most common things that are coming up during this season. And when you DM me the word ready on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, I'm going to invite you to my live event. And in that live event, I'm going to bring you into a thoughtful and sophisticated reinvention of midlife. Not one that is a crisis where we blow up everything and quit everything and start over, but one where we are really spending time in discernment, looking at where we've been and who we want to rise into, who we're becoming. There's a reason I joined the She Angels Foundation. She Angels gives grants to female-founded nonprofit organizations that provide mentorship, funding, and resources to a diverse portfolio of women and girls' causes. Together, we can make an exponentially bigger impact, enabling greater diversity and creating a significant and collaborative philanthropic force. Become a part of our movement by joining the She Angels Foundation's Collective Giving membership. Your membership is an annual, fully tax-deductible contribution. Just go to sheangelsfoundation.org. That's sheangelsfoundation.org. Give back to women. For some of us, we're stuck in the golden handcuffs of a well-paying job that no longer aligns, or a relationship that's run its course, or a role we're playing that we no longer are interested in. If you're looking to break out of these invisible golden cages, and I say they're golden not only because they are golden opportunities for your growth and evolution, but also because some of us may seem like these golden cages are picture perfect, the picture perfect version of a well-lived life. I had my reinvention moment, my new era of midlife really began 3 years ago at the age of 49. And I've had several more identity evolutions since then. But back then, no one would have guessed that at that time I was in a golden cage. I was in a good marriage. I had a good job, two great kids, a nice house, cars, and yet I was feeling trapped. I wanted more and I felt guilty for wanting it and scared to know what the more was. I kept myself quote unquote crazy busy with work, social events, kids' activities, and volunteering at their school. I was afraid to look too closely at what I thought I really wanted because I didn't know what I would have to change for me to get it. But after taking myself through the process I'm taking you through in my live event, things became crystal clear. It became a more empowered journey to my legacy. So if you're looking to break out of your cage, to create alignment once again, then you're definitely going to want to DM me the word ready. That means you're ready to step into this next level version of yourself and look at your life on a deeper level. We're unpacking concepts here, but there are more tactical tools and steps to take and more of a roadmap that I have drawn out and laid out for you. So you want to make sure you're listening here and then DMing for the playbook. DM me the word ready on my social channels. So at that moment, turning 49, 1 year from 50, something became very clear to me. It was clear that I was no longer willing to live my life the way I was currently living it, that putting myself and my needs last was no longer an option, that enduring toxic family members and friends, ignoring my health and pushing through were no longer who I wanted to be. To make this next big leap, you're going to need to reinvent and innovate. Your soul and mind and body want something different. And you may not know what that is at this point, but this is your moment. I said in part one that this was coming to you in a very real and unpolished way, the way I'm kind of delivering this to you. I believe this is your moment and that we as women are all stepping into this new era of midlife, this new level of leadership, self-leadership, and ownership of our lives. So make sure you DM me with the word ready and I'll get all the resources and all the tools to you that I am creating around this. I'm here to build the next generation of midlife women who are the embodiment of the new era of leadership, the new era of midlife. I want to create a safe space for women to learn. I want to create a safe space for women to learn to leverage their power, intuition, their emotions, to find their legacy and calling, to use the challenges and obstacles, the things we have endured and survived to rise above, to take the past and reframe it so it's useful to us, to extract the lessons and the wisdom so that we have a solid foundation, a foundation we can build on. This foundation of wisdom, from everything we've learned, from that, we can build a legacy. I want to show you how to live above the chaos, to be able to rise above the hard things that just land in your lap on a daily basis. I want to give you the tools and practices to turn down the volume of the noise of other people's opinions, societal expectations, and your never-ending to-do list so that you can learn to trust yourself and trust your life again. To turn these hardships into your greatest catalyst for transformation, for success, and for impact, so that you can heal generations of pain and suffering, and you can live more freely and feel that alignment coming back into your life. We need you to participate in your life, to own your own unique vision and expression. Your contribution to this world, to your community, to your family, matters. Your legacy matters. This is so much more than visibility. This is way deeper than that. And I also believe you can make money while you're doing this, that serving and creating a legacy can also mean financial success, They don't have to be mutually exclusive. They can be mutually beneficial, a win-win. I believe in women making money, lots of money. And I believe women are natural-born leaders. And I believe that women do a lot of good because we are world changers. And you are being called to be a part of this movement. I hope you're feeling this as I'm imparting this to you. I want you to feel this soul-to-soul, woman-to-woman connection with me as I call you in. When I look at this new era of midlife and what it means to live into your legacy, there are five pillars. The first pillar is future. Future and visioning. The first pillar is future casting or visioning. And this is not to be taken lightly. For you to go beyond where you are currently sitting, you have to be able to envision a new and different future. This takes courage because you'll be ahead of where most people are. People around you may not understand what you're building or what you're headed towards. This takes an immense amount of trust and courage on a whole new level. Every single reinvention I've ever made has been ahead and has required me to leap first. It's always been about that trust. This is not just about tapping into your intuition, but taking action. The second pillar of this new era of midlife is ownership. You must own your life. Take responsibility for it. Own every single thing that has happened to you to this point of your life so that you can regain perspective and become empowered. You are the one you've been waiting for. Nothing will change without your commitment to yourself. You have to prioritize your life above everyone else, which feels so counterintuitive to us. But your accountability to you leads to your freedom. It's the key to the golden cage. It's loving yourself enough to take time every day to meditate, connect with your family, rest, and move your body. It's owning yourself, owning your life and the way you're living. This is the new era of midlife where we are calling in a holistic success, not just business success and money, but truly a fulfilling, healthy life, a wealthy life. Wealth is amazing, but if you aren't happy, if you're not fulfilled, then it doesn't matter. Money makes life easier in some ways, but there's also peace and freedom and meaning and purpose. So we want holistic success. And to get that, it takes ownership. The third pillar in this new era of midlife is community. This work cannot be done alone. You weren't hurt alone. You didn't spend your life alone. This work requires community and connection, a unity and a gathering of our strengths. Women have been through so much. We need healing, sisterhood, and validation. This is not boss babes getting together to talk about, you know, if they're going to get a private jet. This is true and deep sisterhood work. Of course, there's inner work we all have to do to make everything possible. But this also requires community. Other women that we can lock arms with and lean on back to back as we envision our calling. Mutual healing, mutual forgiveness. That's an integral part of this new era of midlife. Nothing will happen without that. Without apology and forgiveness and forgiving ourselves most of all. The fourth pillar is reframing. Becoming a master of the reframe. Our past is not meant to control and contain us. When we extract the lessons from our lives and gain the wisdom, we find the diamonds of our own unique, precious journeys. I believe that it's never too late to have a happy childhood or to have a happy adulthood. and to tap into all that wisdom and guidance. And that only can happen through reframing and gaining perspective. So that is the fourth pillar. And the fifth pillar is spirituality. Spiritual wealth, being in connection with spirit, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, being a living representation of vitality, of vibrancy, feeling that spirit connection, feeling spirit-led and guided, knowing that whenever you leap, the net will be there. The universe has your back. Again, I want you to message me on social media with the word ready. DM me on Facebook or Instagram, LinkedIn. This is an invitation for you to really look at how you're living and working and whether you feel that calling and connection versus just doing what you've always done. Living in your calling of who you're supposed to be at the highest level versus letting other people and events of the past define you. Are you in true alignment with your calling? Because I believe wealth follows that. Financial wealth follows that. This new era of midlife is about feeling love and connection to what we are doing, who we're spending time with, and who we are evolving into becoming. A lot of women will choose to not answer this call because they'll let the fear overtake them. They'll decide it's too hard. They'll claim they're invisible. They'll be willing to stay in a comfort zone no matter how bad they feel. But for some of us, for a lot of us, this is the moment. This is the opportunity, this new era of midlife. And I'm building a community of deeply connected, passionate achievers and leaders and founders who are spiritually connected and leaning into this legacy. This is a higher calling, and it's giving back in a big way. Because women who are free give other women permission to be free. Free women, free women. And this is about all of us stepping forward into our destinies together. This is the new era of midlife.